One second, I'm just trying to think of a way to phrase this. What do you call the disease? A lot of times you get pain in your joints.
Arthritis.
Okay. Or is there any other word for that?
Rheumatism.
Okay. How would you describe rheumatism or arthritis?
Terrible.
Okay. Okay. We were looking up a definition of this because this is a hard thing to try to listen. There used to be a childhood disease where the kid would get real bad swelling in his throat and he wouldn't be able to breathe. You know what you call that?
Whooping cough.
Okay, there's another one just like that. Starts with a D.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, okay. I had to look up the symptoms. Sometimes people have problems with their liver. They turn yellow and stuff. What do you call that? That word for that?
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah, what was that again?
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah, okay. There's a disease where you get a violent stomach or intestinal pain and you have to be operated on. You know what you call that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Appendicitis.
Okay. This is one of the less classy items in the worksheet. But what do you call it when somebody gets so he can't really just hold his breakfast down at all? They say he's going to have to
vomit, throw up.
Okay. Is there any polite word or vomit? I think is a polite word. Is there any sort of crude word or funny word, way of saying it, that you'd use? Or
cough up these cookies.
Okay. All right. Somebody feels this way, you might say he's, what'd you say? You might say he's sick, but if you want to be more specific, you'd say he's sick,
with his stomach.
Okay. Sick, I'm sorry, I didn't hear, what was it again?
Sick of his stomach.
Okay. You have a young man that's, going down the road and seeing a young girl fairly often, and obviously seeing her parents and taking her places and everything, you might say he's doing what? He's
courting.
Okay. And they're doing this for a while, and she decides that he's not for her. You can say that she
broke it off.
Okay. Any other terms you'd use?
Well, that'd be... I've heard a lot of different ones, but...
You would never say something like jilted him, or threw him over, or gave him the mitten?
Dropped him, yeah.
What they used to call a noisy serenade after a wedding?
Bellum. Chivalry.
Okay. What do they call the fellow that stands up with the bridegroom in a wedding?
Best man.
Okay, how about the lady that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. You have a bunch of people that you just can't stand. Let's say, I don't know, politicians or somebody. You say, I just can't stand the... What's your term for something like that, though?
Can't stand the gaff.
Okay, but let's say you want to, say, lump all politicians into one group. Say, I can't stand the whole...
shebang.
Okay. You have a place, maybe... Matter of fact, I noticed down 231 here, isn't there a place where they have... The barn dance type thing?
Yeah.
What do they do there exactly?
They have square dances there.
Mm-hmm. Is this just local groups that do this? Or?
Yeah, it's a club affair. Mm-hmm. What I mean, they organize it. And that fella promotes the organizations a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several involved.
Mm-hmm. If you have a boy that starts out to go to school, and you talk to his teacher that